Today's episode of the Dantasy Football Podcast is brought to you by State Farm. When you need a game plan for protection, State Farm agents are here to help. With personalized service, agents are available to talk in person, over text, or through the State Farm app. So go with the one with coverage and agents you can count on. Find an agent in your neighborhood today. State Farm. Talk to an agent today. The Dantasy Football Podcast is also brought to you by DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig. Much like a premium espresso machine, but it makes cocktails instead. DrinkWorks pods are made with premium spirits, real ingredients, and natural flavors. There is no better spirit than my spirits after Eli Manning got back to career 500 this week. Celebrated with a cocktail, 117 and 117. He is neither a winner nor a loser. He just is. It's great. There are over 24 different drinks to choose from, so there is literally something for everyone. It's nice to try something new, except quarterbacks. It's tough to try something new there, but sometimes you got to go outside your comfort zone and you'll never know what you'll find. The drink maker creates bar quality cocktails freshly made at the push of a button. The only way to get this amazing drink maker at a discount plus free shipping, you go to drinkworks.com, use our promo code RINGERNFL, that is RINGERNFL, at checkout to save $100 off the standard website price and you get free shipping. Don't wait, this amazing offer won't last and it's only for our listeners. That is drinkworks.com, use our promo code RINGERNFL, RINGERNFL at checkout. Greg, what's your drink of choice?
Gin and tonic.
Gin and tonic? Mm-hmm. You're a mover and a shaker. More like gin and tectonic.
There you go. What's your favorite?
I'm actually at a crisis in my life. I feel like
wow,
martinis are so far in the distance. They're like equally how far away college was in my past. I'm not even close to ready for martinis. And I don't even know. That's why I need all the varieties, because I changed my mind. That's why I need the 24 choices.
What's your favorite you've had so far?
I'm in an old-fashioned mood right now. That's nice. Kind of where I'm at in life.
I get that for sure. Yep.
DK, you're a Cosmo guy?
Give me Manhattan. That's what I'm rolling with.
All right. Whatever you're drinking, remember, please enjoy responsibly. DrinkWorks Home Bar is currently available in California, New York, Florida, Missouri, Pennsylvania, and Illinois, with more states available for pre-sale today at drinkworks.com. Football podcast on the Ringer NFL show on the Ringer Podcast Network. My name is Danny Heifetz, and I'm joined as always by my co-host and my co-Danny, the hero we need and the analyst we deserve, the Dark Knight himself, Danny Kelly. How are you doing, DK?
Oh, that intro just gets better every time. I'm doing really, really well, riding the high from a couple of victories and a couple losses this week also to balance it all out. But I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. We don't have many more of these left, man.
I know. It's kind of crazy.
This is nuts.
This season has flown by.
No, it's not flown by. It's exactly where it needs to be. It's not 1 week too soon and not 1 week too late. It's exactly week 16 in my mind.
Fair enough.
Craig, how are you doing, Craig? We had a big win. Ringer Fantasy League.
It's championship week. Danny Heifetz and I are in the championship against Sean Yu. Big week.
Big week.
A lot of prep going on here at the Ringer. A lot of trash talk. A lot of Venmo money going back and forth. Who's going to win? Who knows?
It's nice when you Venmo Sean and then you get to just get the Venmo like 2 weeks
it right
later.
Back.
By the way, we need to get him to do the collections at the very beginning of the season for once.
True. That's that
just,
is Commissioner 101.
Or you just wait till the end, and I kind of wish everyone could just Venmo us personally. I would actually enjoy that more. I would like to get like 9 or 11 separate Venmos. That would be better.
Commissioner 101 is you don't draft unless you have all the money.
Commissioner 101 is you don't make it 0.75 PPR when half vote for half and half vote for 1 point.
This is
and
a
then
whole
you split
other
the baby
pod.
Like it's King Solomon. It's a fucking anarchy. Like, what is this? Did you even hear the story?
That was a couple years ago.
He got Chick-fil-A last time, so it's fine. Anyway, we're going to do a special championship round episode for everyone. We're going to run through who we like more or less than some people kind of sit start on the fence, and we can't tell you all of our sit start opinions because we don't know exactly who your alternatives are, your scoring, but we do know that there are certain people you might be on the fence about that we're either going to be high or low on for this week, so we're going to talk about those people. We're also going to look at, some key injuries, tough. Chris Godwin, Dalvin Cook.
Hamstrings in Tampa Bay.
That's frustrating. Also, Bruce Arians' candidness about them, because every time someone gets hurt, 31 coaches are like, yeah, we'll see the x-ray. And Bruce Arians is like, doesn't look good. It's unbelievable. He's the only person who just says what's on his mind.
I respect that.
It's great. It's so refreshing. He's like, that didn't look good at all. But first, before all of that, a public service announcement. If you take one thing from this podcast, it is not our advice. It is literally this. There are three games on Saturday. I repeat.
Lineups.
There are three games on Saturday. It is anarchy. The NFL is trying to dominate like Saturday like never before because they want to take over your life. There's no Thursday night football. The Houston Texans are at Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 1 p.m. on Saturday Eastern. The Bills play the Patriots at 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Saturday, and the Rams play the 49ers at 8:15 p.m. Eastern on Saturday. I don't know what the hell you people do on the weekends, but make sure you set your lineups, because that would be like the most annoying possible way to lose, is that someone is benched and you did not realize that there was a 1 p.m. Saturday lineup decision you had to make. And obviously waivers or whatever is influenced by that too. So just make sure your lineups are set.
And there's no Thursday game this week.
You're
traveling. It's the holidays. Set your lineup at work on like Thursday night.
There you go.
Set and forget it.
And if we do nothing else the rest of this podcast, but you didn't know that, then I feel like we did our jobs.
Yes.
And the rest is just gravy. So fantastic.
Every season I forget that there are Saturday games at the end of the season.
I think it's stupid.
Yeah.
Well, I think
keep
it's
it
just,
on Sunday.
Well, it's just college football ends and the NFL just kind of like expands. Like, you know what I mean?
Like a chia pet. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Let's get into, I very briefly just did want to mention the insanity that could have dictated some semifinals of Kenyon Drake's. How many touchdowns do you have? 11?
Four.
14. The Eagles defense going from like, depending on your scoring setting, 0 points. And then Dwayne Haskins like rolls the ball backward and then they pick it up. Get the sack, fumble, and touchdown on with no time on the clock. And then the Falcons score a touchdown to Austin Hooper that basically gets overturned on replay. And then the touchdown goes to Julio Jones.
Did you guys think he caught that?
Yeah.
Since we're the foremost Hooper experts in the world.
As much as it pains me to say this, I think he caught it.
I thought he caught it.
If Craig thinks he caught it, then he caught it. And
everybody on the TV and the official guy that was doing like the official review or whatever for the station was saying it hit the ground. To me, it looked like it landed on his foot.
Well, either way, the ball can hit the ground if you have possession of the ball.
He clearly had possession of it,
then
came up, and then he lost possession of it again in the air, and then got it in the air.
The ground never jostled the ball loose in any way.
Here's the point. If you won or lost your matchup because of Hooper or Julio Jones, or especially if both were involved, I think we would love to hear from you, whether it is Facebook or Twitter or whatever.
Snapchat.
DMs?
Sure, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. Bumble, Twitter, whatever. DM, it doesn't matter. Just like, just whatever it is, I would like to hear if you, especially if Austin Hooper and Julio were involved. But everything wasn't so fun on Sunday. Next man up. Unbelievable. 1 week after Mike Evans is like out for the season. Chris Godwin for the Buccaneers goes down. Hamstring injury in the second half against the Lions. James Winston had like 300 or so yards, but it was kind of a downer. In the second half, asked about the severity of the injury, Bruce Arians said, quote, doesn't look good. So, DK, what do you make of this Godwin situation? I mean,
Based on the fact that that's what Arians said about Evans, and then Evans was pretty quickly ruled out for the rest of the season, I would assume the same for Godwin. I mean, he was limping pretty heavily, and the hamstring injuries are just always tough for receivers and guys who have to use explosive movements. Well, that's basically everyone on the football field, but yeah, it's just not looking good. I would assume that he's going to be out in week 16 at least, and that's really all that matters for the fantasy, playoff. So going forward, and this is a guy that we've talked about a couple of times on this podcast, Breshad Perriman becomes definitely startable in my mind as a flex option going forward. Jameis Winston obviously proved that his hand was not an issue in this game. I mean, he threw for 400 plus yards. He threw a ton of touchdowns. Perriman was on the receiving end of three of them,
5 catches, 113 yards, 3 touchdowns, 34 PPR points. And that was with Godwin in the lineup and with Scotty Miller.